So we are continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Siman Vav, Sif Dalet. I left off in the middle of that Sif, and in that Sif again, the Kitzur is talking about the halachas concerning not making a bracha lebatala, bracha in vain, as well as avoiding a bracha shenetzrich, an unnecessary bracha. And we were specifically discussing that what happens if you end up beginning to make an inappropriate bracha, what should one do under those circumstances? So we spoke about two different scenarios, where one said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech, well, one said the entire bracha, Baruch Shem Kibbol Machus, and then if one just said Baruch Atah Hashem, then again Lamdeni Chukecha. The third scenario is Vehmischil Gam Tevas Elokeinu. So let's say a person said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, and I realized after Vniskar Miad LaAcher Shamer Elokei Velo Gamar Nu. So interestingly enough, what happens if I say Elokei and right before I finish the right Nu, I don't say Elokeinu, I say Elokei. I realize, oh, I made a mistake. Yisayim v'yomar avinu me'olam v'at me'olam v'at olam. So ultimately, again, I finish off the phrase by saying Yisrael avinu Elokei Yisrael. So essentially, it becomes Elokei Yisrael avinu me'olam v'at olam, the God of Yisrael, our Father for all eternity. This is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. So you begin to see what's happening over here. In these circumstances, so if you said a complete bracha and it turned out that it was unnecessary, okay, you have to make an affirmative statement that you still treat the name of Hashem with appropriate honor and dignity. Baruch Shem Kibod Machuso Li'olam Va'ed. If I don't end up, I only recite Baruch Atah Hashem, so again, I finish off with a pasuk, Lamdeni Chukecha. I say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei, and I catch myself in the middle of Elokei, and I only say Elokei, once again, finish it off with a pasuk, Yisrael Avinu Me'olam Vi'ad Olam. But even with that, Mikol Makom Yomer Gam Baza Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Li Olam Vaed. So remember again, even after that, a person should still say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Li Olam Vaed. So that's interesting. In other words, that even though again I've finished off with a pasuk, nevertheless, I should still recite that affirmative statement. That affirmative statement of Hashem, your name, right, is blessed. Your name is great. And Chevra, what you begin to see is really something amazing. I think so often, things that we use on a regular basis, like the name of Hashem, often the covet, right, that we associated with it becomes eroded. And I think what's really incredible about all of this is the idea of how careful we truly have to be with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how careful we have to be in our relationship with Hashem. So here again, the length that we have to go to avoid reciting God's name in vain or unnecessarily, and in the event that it happened, how careful we have to be in order to go ahead and rectify that misdeed as well. And I think once again, with this I'll conclude, I think there's two lessons in that. In life in general, there's these two parts. Number one, be careful in the avoidance of sin, right? Be careful in the avoidance to avoid negative activity. And then if it turns out that I engage in negative activity, which happens, so ultimately own it and take the necessary steps to rectify it. So be careful not to take the name of Hashem's name in vain. But if I did it, take the necessary steps, depending on the circumstance, to go ahead and rectify that wrong. Okay, we'll stop over here for today. I'm sorry that we haven't been as regular as before. Baruch Hashem, a little bit of a hectic week, but hopefully next week we are back on track. Kol Tov, everyone. Have a great day.